Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to speak with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning what we might do to increase some of our marginal milk on our dairy farms during 2018. So one of the areas I really want you to take a look at is your heifer inventory. How many heifers do we actually need to meet the replacement needs of the dairy herd? First, take a look at what your replacement needs will actually be for, say, the next 18 months. Once we've kind of determined how many replacements we actually need, then it's important for us to sit down and look at our heifer inventory. If we have excess heifers in the inventory, are there some that we would want to sell? So how soon can you start looking at culling heifers? Well, I'd encourage you to look at culling heifers in at least three different areas. First, I would look at heifers as they're weaned. The second thing I would probably consider is whether or not animals had pneumonia. Then as we approach breeding age, we can look at the size of the heifers, looking at heifers that are small for their age, and whether or not we need to sort those off and maybe send those someplace else, as well as animals that have had respiratory issues along the way. As we get through the breeding phase, then we can start looking at the age at which those animals might calve. We know that animals that calve at 25, 26 months of age generally are less productive than animals that calve at 24 or 23 months of age. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a hard look at how many mouths they really need to be feeding when it comes to replacement heifers every day to meet the replacement needs of their dairy herd in the next 12 to 18 months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.